Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to start a new series, and the next few days and weeks we'll be teaching on the good fight of faith. If you want to know what is required to walk and fight this good fight of faith that Paul was talking to Timothy about, just stay with us and listen, and we will tell you and teach you how this thing works. At the end of the program, you'll hear some numbers of how to get this teaching free in its entirety.
If you've got a grandparent, a woman, was a member of the Eastern Star, or the daddy, or the grandfather, or great-grandfather, was a member of the Masonic Lodge, you need to repent for that sin, and you need to ask God to forgive you. And if you're not sick, and that happens to be the case, you need to do that anyway. And then you need to break the curse that would be passed from them to you so you don't get sick. Because the Masonic Lodge teaches a lie. They teach another way of salvation. And a lot of Christian men are in it. And they've been deceived. And I'm not telling you something I don't know. I have studied this organization, and I'm going to tell you I know more about the Masonic Lodge than most Masons. I have studied it in detail. But still, there's far more than I know that goes on in the world of the Masonic Lodge. Got a question, ma'am? Just a minute. Let me bring your mic so it'll be on the tape. Plus, they can hear it. Got a question right here.
Am I allowed to ask a question? How can I be held responsible for what my grandfather did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How?
Well, it's real simple. I'll tell you. The question was asked, how can I be responsible for what my grandfather did? God made the rules, and I didn't make them. But God said in His Word, He said the sins of the fathers will be passed to the children, to the third and the fourth generation. With exception of one case, and that is if you're born out of wedlock. If you're born out of wedlock, your sin will be passed to your family for 10 generations. If you are born out of wedlock, or you have somebody in your past that's born out of wedlock, those sins, that sin, is going to drag along with you for 10 generations in the future to you and your children. And you never know who the devil's going to hit. So when you learn this, the first thing to do is there is a magnificent promise in God's Word that if you have a mother or a father, or you have brought children in as illegitimate children. And this happens in the church today. There is thousands of people. I have ministered to hundreds and hundreds of people that were born illegitimately. But there is, praise God, there is an answer in Jesus. He didn't leave us without an answer. Praise God, I'm so glad. Because the Lord says, let's say that I had been born out of wedlock. Let's say I had. Of course, I was not. But let's say I was. If say I was born out of wedlock, then that means that me, I would be under the curse, and all of my children, and all of my grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, 10 generations into the future, would be under the curse of God. It says, I forget now, Wendell, where is that statement? Deuteronomy 23, verse 2. Deuteronomy 23:2 is one place. It's in it more than one time. Wendell's got the Bible almost memorized. That boy, I mean, it's amazing, but Deuteronomy 23:2, that's one of the places, but it's in there more than that, more than one time. But the thing about it is, the sin, under the Old Covenant, let's go back to the Old Covenant that was made to Abraham, the first covenant, the Abrahamic covenant that was made to Abraham. God promised Abraham all these blessings, and all he had to do was walk holy before God. That was his only requirement, is to walk holy before God. Well, they didn't do it. They sinned. And when they sinned, the curses begin to come upon them. Well, the curses continue to come upon people, and of course, back in those days, the only thing people could do when the curses came upon them was wait to the Day of Atonement, and the high priest could go into the Holy of Holies one day a year and then put blood on the mercy seat to cover the sins of the people. But praise God for Jesus. When Jesus comes, the blood of Jesus removes our sins. Now then, if you're under a curse from God because of your sin or your parents' sin, then you can come and by faith break that curse. Let's say, for instance, that I was born out of wedlock, and now then that let's say that I reached 40 years of age and already had two children, and I realize now that I'm under a curse and this is passed to my children. I can break this curse by going to Galatians chapter 3, verses 13, 14, and 15. Now, Galatians 3, 13, 14, and 15 makes you this promise. Christ has redeemed us from the curse by becoming a curse for us. Because anyone hung on a tree is cursed. For Jesus was hung on the cross, and he was cursed. It says, so that the blessings of Abraham, this goes back to the Abrahamic covenant, all the way back to Genesis, so that the blessings of Abraham might come unto the Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit by faith. How do we do it? By faith. What is by faith? Let me ask you this question. If you're like I was, for years and years and years, I had no knowledge and no idea of what the Abrahamic covenant contained. Now, if I didn't know that the Abrahamic covenant had all these promises in it, how in the world am I going to receive something by faith that I don't know? I'm going to tell you, it's going to be just as difficult as yesterday morning when I went back and sat down with that 14-position board that I've never worked on in my life. It's got about 100 different knobs on it, and I'm starting to turn knobs and push buttons, and I don't have a clue what's going to happen when I turn one or push one. You know how much chance I'm going to have to make that thing work to do what it's supposed to work? Zero, right, young lady? But when I got the book out, and after an hour or two of reading the book and praying, Lord, I got to have knowledge and understanding as I read this book. Give me understanding and wisdom. And an hour or two later, I got this thing down. And when Dave walked away from there last night, he said, this piece of cake, I got it. Well, that's what I love to hear him say. I got it. He said, I can handle it. Now then, how are you going to receive by faith the Abrahamic covenant if you don't know what the Abrahamic covenant contains? Well, if you're like I was, most of my life I didn't even know I had a covenant. I much less know what it said. So when I learned what the Abrahamic covenant was and the promises and the blessings that were in that covenant, that salvation was mine. Healing was mine. Blessings of prosperity are mine. I only have to do one thing to make it all work. Walk obedient to God. Walk holy before Him with no sin in my life. You know, I've been taught all my life it's impossible. Just sin. When you get home every night, just confess all your sins and you'll be okay. No, 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 no. That's not what the Word says. You don't go out and live in the world and come home every night and confess your sins. You don't go out and live like the world all week long and come in on Saturday night and go before the priest and ask him to confess all your sins and give him $5 and say, it's done, I'm over. Sunday morning, start over again. No, 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 no. Because if you do, I guarantee you're not reading the same book I'm reading. But those people, and poor people, there's many of those people that are not reading the book at all, that are listening to what a preacher, a priest, a bishop, or somebody is telling them, and what they're telling them, there's no way to line up with what's written in this book. That's what happened when Martin Luther started reading the book as a Catholic. And he found out that the book said a whole lot different than what they were teaching. And so he went to Rome and talked to the Pope, and because they pulled him over there because he's preaching salvation is a free gift. And then they brought him over there and they said, you're going to have to stop teaching this. In fact, how many of you saw the movie Martin Luther? Any some of y'all saw that? I mean, they were up, what were those people over there in Rome upset about? There was no money coming in. That's what they was upset about. Martin Luther was preaching grace. This gospel is free. And those people are not having to pay to get out of purgatory no more. And there were the poor, underprivileged people anyway. And so I'm telling you, they was upset, and they told Martin Luther, if you preach this, we will burn you at the stake. That was a threat. Martin Luther, praise God, he said, I have to preach what the gospel says, the Holy Scriptures. I have to preach what it says. And so you and I are here today because of that man. Praise God for Martin Luther. But he didn't know much about this book either, but he did read a lot, and he had a great knowledge compared to what the others had. But now the Lord is giving us more and more and more revelation. You have to believe this magnificent book. And these curses, if you were born out of wedlock, or you're down a line somewhere, somebody was born out of wedlock, and I'm going to tell you, I bet you there's not anybody on the face of the earth that don't fall in that criteria somewhere. You know? I mean, I bet you if you go back 10 generations, you could not even go back that far. I'm going to tell you, in your past, one of your grandparents, 10 generations back, somebody was born out of wedlock. There's too many people running around having sex that ain't supposed to be doing it, and somebody's going to get pregnant. And when they do, then there's going to be offshoots from those down the line somewhere. It's going to put you under a curse. So the thing to do is just make sure, ask the Lord to forgive all those parents of yours, grandparents, their sins. You forgive them their sins, and you claim that promise in Galatians 3. When you claim that, you say, Lord, I want to thank you that Jesus came and he became my curse for me on the cross. So I'm no longer under that curse. Now, Lord, I want to thank you that the promises of Abraham, the Abrahamic covenant, is mine. And the Abrahamic covenant, the summary of that magnificent set of verses, is found in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14. That is a summary of those blessings, and three times, starting with the first verse, the middle of the verses, and the last verse, and 1 through 14, tells you, if you will be obedient and do everything I tell you to do, all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. And every blessing that's in there is a wonderful thing. Everybody would love to live there. You'll have everything. You'll be blessed physically. Your children will be blessed. You'll be blessed with prosperity. You'll have plenty of food. Your crops. You'll be blessed when you go in and blessed when you go out. Everything will be blessed. Now, I don't know about you, but I like living there. I like living under the blessings. So the Lord says, therefore, do not sin. And then we come over to the New Testament, and if we get to the New Testament after Christ died for us, praise God, if you learn what the Abrahamic covenant is, and I've made a decision here sometime in the future, I don't know when it's going to be, I'm not prepared yet, but in the future, within the next few months, I'm going to prepare to teach the Abrahamic covenant, because I know that I don't know much about it, but yet I know enough about it to know it's awesome. But I don't know enough about it, but I'm going to teach that covenant in detail before this year's out, somewhere.
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching, but we'll start there again tomorrow. We invite you to join us again tomorrow to hear the continuation of the Good Fight of Faith. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact our ministry center at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, or go to the web at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order these teachings as well as many other teachings free and postpaid. We would love to send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords, he is God and Lord of all, and we praise him and thank him for the privilege to teach his word.